天推荐的歌曲呢，名字叫做 Green Fields。 Hey， 各位好，我是李诗，可爱听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 Happy New Year。
Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high aboveOnce they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strolled through green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun.Gone from the valleys where rivers used to run. Gone with the cold wind that swept into my heart. Gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that weUsed to roam. I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? I only know there's nothing here for meNothing in this wide world left for me to see. But I'll keep on waiting till you return. I'll keep on waiting until the day you learn. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roamYou can't be happy until you bring it home. Home to the green fields and me once again.
之后欢迎回来，再一次呢祝大家元旦快乐， Happy New Year。 那今天的话我们要去看一些比较有趣的单词啊。第一个的话呢，单词比较简单，三个字母 RUT RUT RUT，不知道有多少人知道这个单词的意思。 RUT 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 它作为名字的话是表示车辙，那它也可以用来形容人或者生活或者是工作呢，刻板乏味这样一个名词状态，刻板乏味或者一成不变老一套，甚至它还有发情期的意思。那我们来先分别看一下例句哈。第一个他说，如果你不出门结识新朋友的话，那你的生活就容易变得单调乏味，或者那你的生活就有容易变成一滩死水。If you don't go out and meet new people, it's easy to get into a rut. 好了，最常用的一个短语就是 get into a rut, get into a rut, 以及后面还有一个 stuck in a rut. 再看第二个例句，他说，我害怕的就是一成不变或者是墨守成规，因为人总是向往新的思想和那个新的观念嘛。What I dread is to get into a rut. One yearns for freshness of thought and ideas. 例句当中有几个点啊，第一个就是 dread, dread something, dread 就是害怕的意思。What I dread is to get into a rut. 我害怕的是一成不变。One, 这 one 呢是泛指一个人哈，一个人的话会 yearns, yearns, earns, yearns, y-e-a-r-n, yearn, yearn 就是渴望。One yearns for freshness of thought and ideas. 他说人的话总是向往这个新的思想以及新的一些观念的。往下看，我辞职呢是因为我觉得那种生活呆板无聊或者是特别乏味单调。I gave up my job because I felt I was stuck in a rut. 因为我觉得我好像哎呦就已经困在一个车辙里面了。那引申出来比喻意思就是说好像陷入了一种就是没有任何改变的没有任何新鲜的一种状态，那就是生活呆板无聊乏味。很多超过30岁的人他们都觉得说自己的这个经济状况呢很难有所改变。 Many over 30s feel stuck in a financial rut. 很多超过30岁的人，你看他这个超过30岁的人，你注意一下例句当中他是直接用的是 over 30 后面加一个 s over 30s. Many over 30sFeel stuck in a financial rut.刚刚我还说到我说这个 rut 它还有就是表示发情期的意思对吧，那通常呢它跟介词 in 连起来用就是 in rut 就是处于发情期。听下例句，他说当雄鹿处于发情期的时候呢他会和他的对手搏斗来争夺雌鹿。 When the male deer is in rut it may fight its rivals for the female. 如果这个可以让猪发情那他对人肯定也是凑效的。 If these make pigs go in rutThey could work for men too. 好，以上就是单词 rut 的用法 ,R-U-T, rut.
Green fields are gone now.
好，我们来看第二个，第二个它是一个词组哈，这一个词组的话是由一个动词加上一个介词组合成的，动词就是 weigh， 称重量 weigh，W-E-I-G-H， weigh 后面加一个介词 down， weigh down 什么意思呢？就表示使负重，使下沉，压得什么行动不便呢、啊？或者把什么东西压弯？来听一下例句，他说。这些鸟巢的话每一年都在变大，那最终呢可能会把这个树枝压弯。 These nests increase in size each year and can eventually weigh down the branch. 好，这里面就是 weigh down 它的基本意思，表示把什么压弯， weigh down， weigh down。 第二句他说他脱了鞋，如果他们不得不游泳的话呢他可不想让任何东西成为负担。这是为什么呢？如果要游泳的话那他就必须把鞋子脱掉，对不对？因为鞋子会有点左手左脚碍手碍脚。听一下， He took off his shoes. If they had to swim, he didn't want anything weighing him down. He took off his shoes.他把鞋子脱掉了。 If they had to swim, 如果他们必须要游泳的话呢， He didn't want anything weighing him down. 他可不想让什么东西碍手碍脚。下一个，这家商业银行因为13亿英镑的这个呆账呢而变得忧心忡忡，或者就是负荷好重。听， The merchant bank is being weighed down by a 1.3 billion pounds book of bad debts. 注意了，呆账啊， bad debts, bad debts. 往下看，岁月使他衰颓了，看起来。His years weigh him down. 这里就有一种好像就是把某人压弯压垮的意思啊。往下听，在这里单调的生活真的开始把我拖垮了。The 单调的生活 monotony of my life here is really starting to weigh me down. 例句当有一个单词 monotony。M-O-N-O-T-O-N-Y Monotony 它是一个名词，表示单调乏味无聊的意思。 下一个，卸下那些情绪以及精神上面的负担吧。 Dump things that weigh you down emotionally and spiritually. 这句子还蛮好的，再读一遍。 Dump things, 丢掉扔掉那东西，什么样的东西呢？ That weigh you down emotionally and spiritually. 卸下那些情绪以及精神上面的负担吧。好了，以上就是今天节目所有内容了。本来还想另外再讲一个单词 clinch, C-L-I-N-C-H, 那这个地方不如留给大家做 homework, 作为家庭作业吧。大家可以自己去查一下这个单词有什么意思，然后为什么 Linda 会那么感兴趣，想把它拿来跟大家分享 clinch, 家庭作业哦， C-L-I-N-C-H。好了，以上就是今天的所有内容了。那非常感谢我的收听和陪伴。最后呢，祝大家 Happy New Year! I'll see you next time. Bye! Run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day?